welcome to the Productivityist Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Vardy, and I want to talk about the month of August and its implications on the rest of my year and why you may want to consider to make August the methodical month or the month of planning for yourself, perhaps particularly now in 2020, more than ever before. So I've long had the month of August as the month where I plan the year ahead. And there's a big reason for that. And if you've been following my work for a while, this won't be odd to hear, but I start my year in September. Now, the reason I do that is because where I live, my kids start school in September. And for me, I really want to make sure that my year mirrors my kids' year as much as possible. Interestingly, I'm not the only one that does this. People like, and have talked about this before as well, like Martin Short, the comedian who is actually from my hometown, where I was born, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. He mirrored his year after the school year as well from when he was a kid because it kind of allowed him to grade his year. I believe Gretchen Rubin does this as well, primarily for the same reasons. And so the reason that August becomes that month of planning is much like December, at least a portion of it. It gives me the ability to look long term for the next several months. The difference is that if you were going to use January as the start of your year, December is already very hectic. You know, you've got holidays mixed in there. Lots of activity going on. It's a very busy time. August, for me, and for others, is less so. You know, it's the summer. People are a bit more relaxed. There are not a lot of end-of-year expectations going on. There's often holidays, which allow you to slow down and think and contemplate and just enjoy the time that you have. So basically, August is a really good time to get methodical, to think about the year to come. Now, I've been doing this for a long time now, and I've found that while I use August's monthly theme as planning, it's organic. It kind of happens over the course of the month anyway. It's not like I sit down and have a planning day. I do sit down and kind of work out my year in one fell swoop, but a lot of the early part of the month is all about figuring out what I might want to explore in the year ahead, both personally and professionally. So, for example, last year when this were, you know, came around, I was thinking about some of the hobbies and some of the personal stuff I wanted to take on. So things like, you know, getting better at swimming, you know, and getting fit, and gardening, learning how to garden so we could grow our own food so we could save some money on that front. Things like that. And just making note of that. Again, getting methodical, trying to get a sense of how I would bring those ideas to life. And not only make them a focal point for the months ahead, but also kind of make them something that I could jumpstart in those months and then move forward with on an ongoing basis. Maybe not with as much focus, but at least be able to say, okay, you know what? I now am better at swimming than I was before, and I will just go swimming regularly to keep that going. Or now I'm better at gardening, so now I know at certain times of the year I need to plant things, I need to get certain materials, et cetera, et cetera. Same thing with the professional front, you know, saying, okay, well, let's take a look at the months ahead and figure out when is the best time of year to do certain things. Now, as I go through this with you, you're thinking, that's all well and good, Mike, but what happened in this past year? How well have your plans gone? And admittedly, like most people, they haven't gone according to plan. But there's that quote that Eisenhower saying, you know, plans are When going into battle, I find planning to be useful, but plans useless. And I think that that's really what this boils down to here. Sure, there have been a lot of curveballs thrown our collective way over the past several months. If you're listening to this in August of 2020, some of you have kids that are back in school now. Some of you don't have kids at all. Some of you are in the throes of the pandemic. Some of you are feeling that you're in that acceptance phase of it, that we are now in whatever this next concept of or construct of the world that we live in, you now are in that phase. Nonetheless, the months leading up to this point, there are probably things you set out to accomplish that you plan to do that did not happen. That said, there are probably things that you didn't plan to do that did. And by getting into the habit of being methodical and planning, you actually will put yourself in a position when plans don't work out to make other plans. And one of the things that happened to me over the course of this pandemic situation is I started to do that gardening that I did set up to do. I moved it to a completely different month, and I actually sustained it so it became a monthly theme originally, and it was kind of compacted into a larger monthly theme of household, working on home improvement, and gardening became part of that. And that's the other thing, too, is when you're trying to build up your plans for the year ahead, and I'll get to this in a minute, you can combine things into a much larger bucket, because the large is made up of the small, right? So you could say, okay, well, I'm going to work on gardening and woodworking. And those will go into the home improvement bucket. So my overarching focus for the month of, May will be home improvement. I didn't think I'd be taking on woodworking as a topic of consideration, something I planned to do in 2020. But when the pandemic hit, it became something that I had in the back of my mind thought about before. Especially when I was planning out my year, it was one of the things that actually didn't make the cut because I thought, you know what? I have time to do that later. I have more important things that I want to do in 2020. And, brushing up on my woodworking skills and getting more familiar with that wasn't something that I felt needed to make the cut. Then after February and I got through some of the stuff that was going on there, basically from March onward, the world was new. It was different. And those months that I had set aside for very specific types of plans needed to be altered. And that's when woodworking came into play. That's when I got better in saying, I want to understand how to build things. I want to get some more tools. So if I didn't have those plans in place, the things I didn't end up doing, there a couple things would have happened. First off, I would have not really had a sense of direction in any way, shape, or form when things started to change. The pandemic hit and lots of other things were going on, the kids being home from school, all that stuff. I wouldn't have had a default. I wouldn't have had something to look to and say, okay, this is what I'm inclined to do. This is what I set out to do. It's not going to work based on the current circumstances. So what else could I do instead? And then I had the choice. Do I want to try one of the things that didn't make it through the cut? Do I want to try to take household and whittle it down to woodworking and gardening since I'm spending a lot more time at home and have gardening be a focus one month and woodworking be another in another month? Do I want to toss the monthly theme altogether and go with project-based stuff over the course of the month that I'm working in? Do I want to say I'm going to build this enclosure for our garden so that the deer and raccoons can't get at it? Or do I want to just toss out the plan altogether and just focus on doing the maintenance work that needs doing? Again, that's the great thing about planning. And this is one of the things that drives me nuts about people who say, you overplan things. It's too rigid. It's not. The thing about having a framework in place is that it offers flexibility. If you know that you have a monthly plan or a weekly plan, you can deviate from it because you have something that you can trust, something that you can fall back on when things don't go the way that they're supposed to, or you decide to make a shift. You have a template to work off of. And that to me is really valuable. Now, again, as I mentioned, I start my year in September. So I'm in a position where right now, I'm looking at the next 12 months. I'm looking at September 2020 through August of 2021. And I've got some runway to see what's been going on over the past few months, leading me to believe that, okay, what does the rest of the calendar year of 2020 look like? Because I haven't set up anything from September onward. And I look, by the way, back at my previous years and say, well, what was September normally? What was October, November, December? Just like August being every year a month of planning, and July generally being a month of self-care, which, by the way, I didn't deviate from this year. So what do I look at? What does work look like? What does home life? What does personal? What does professional? What do all of these things look like? And then take it from there. So August is, to me, a really good month. Now, your August may not look like mine. Your August may look very different. You may have your kids starting school in August. I know a lot of places that happens. Then maybe your July needs to be this. Maybe August should be the start of your year. Or maybe you could do some of the stuff that others do and do like a mid-year checkup, which means that June might be the month where you say, okay, we're 6 months in. Now let's take a look at how we can plan. Maybe you set up a week where you can plan and say, hey, you know what? Maybe it's from mid-June to mid-July, that midpoint part of the calendar year that you say, hey, for these 4 weeks, I'm going to focus on planning the next six, revisiting. I remember when I worked at Costco, and I know that I'm not alone in this when it comes to businesses, but you have what's called the budget, which is what you set out for financial budgeting for the year. And then you do what's called an update. And I believe it was done either quarterly or every 6 months. It was something like that, where when I was running those ancillary departments I ran, which was the food court and the service deli, I would have to go in and look at what's happened to the year so far and adjust my projections for the rest of the year. That's really what you could do at this point. I tend to do that in February anyway. It was interesting for me, by the way, that February was kind of when things started to hit. I was in the middle of planning my event, The Big Ready. The Big Ready happened at the very end of February, and then March, all of a sudden, things really started to rear. You know, the changes really started to take hold globally. So you may want to do that. You may want to say, hey, you know what, July is the month I look at this. And then that way I can move forward in August. But for me, August is that methodical month. It's the month where I can sit back and say, okay, I had plans in place for the last year. I now have some bandwidth, some breathing room. The kids are out of school. I'm not taking on any major projects right now. What can I do for the next month that's going to set me up for the many months to come? So what do I do? Well, again, I make my monthly theme planning. And as we are in the early phases of August, I'm just taking stock, taking note of things that I could be working on. Now, as this is this week of the recording, we're getting our outside stuff done. We're getting gutters cleaned, windows done, deck pressure washed, all that stuff. So then maybe September for me is going to be a household maintenance month because the weather will still be quite nice up here in Victoria. But all I'm doing right now is kind of getting a lay of the land as where we're at right now as to, well, as what the months ahead look like. And then just thinking of ideas, putting them on sticky notes or making notes of them in Notion or whatever app I'm using, because I can do what I call the Now Your Action Plan in Notion as well. Making those thoughts happen. That happens, I would say, normally for the first half of the month. The second half is all about crystallizing and narrowing down, filtering, right? So it actually kind of follows the credo of Productivityist anyways, which is define your days, filter your focus, and make every moment matter, which is the same adage that time crafting goes by. So things that happen at this point in time is I'm filtering things. So I'm either combining them, like I talked about earlier, where household and woodwork or woodworking and gardening rather merge to become household because they kind of fit into the same bucket and I can't dedicate a whole month to gardening or a whole month to woodworking. But I'm also looking back at things like my journal entries. That's what I'm doing at the very beginning, and I'm filtering at the end, at the tail end of the month, probably that third week. And then the last week, that week before September 1st, which is when I start my year, that's when I'm putting things into, you know, putting pen to paper, scheduling, saying, okay, I already know that August 2021 is my planning month. And I already know that July is my self-care month. Those are, or it's themeless, whatever. It doesn't have to have a theme. But then I'm basically dividing the month into kind of three components. The early phase, maybe the first 10 days, is all about, you know, thinking, conceptualizing, the first 10 to 15 days. What do I want? What are the things I want to explore over the next 12 months? Then the next third, which is a shorter amount, is about filtration, right? Hey, okay, well, do I combine these? Do these make sense? How is this all going to work? And then the last phase, which is the shortest phase, is, okay, let's turn those concepts, the content that I've kind of come up with, and turn it into something concrete, you know, something that is constructed, something that I can move forward with, a plan. Let's put it in place. And then when September 1st hits, I move forward. And again, this is not a plan that is set in absolute stone. It is there, it is put in place, but the long-term thought process is that it can be adjusted. It can be moved. It might have to be. But if you don't have a plan in place, if you don't get methodical about your time, because this is what it is, you're crafting your time for the next 12 months, then the time's going to go wherever it wants to go. And in situations that we're currently facing right now, if you're listening to this during the midst of COVID-19, then it may go to places of fear, panic, overwhelm, disappointment, any of those places that won't really serve you or your goals or your ambitions long term. And it's hard to be driven when you are derailed. So, whether you make August the methodical month, and I know we're a little bit into August, or you decide that, you know what, Mike, I still start my year in January, but you know what, November, I'm going to take that, because I have this initiative that I'm working on called Nowvember, which, by the way, may or may not be one of the things I focus on between September and October, maybe one of my professional themes. Maybe November is the month that you do that. Get yourself set up for 2021 and beyond. So I want you to think about that. And remember, you don't have to be as plan-centric as I am when it comes to this. But again, having a plan to work from gives you a starting point. And when you have a starting point, then you can move forward, because you know where you began. That's it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode and previous episodes, please leave a rating and or review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. I'm available on a wide variety of platforms with this podcast. Again, thanks so much for taking the time to listen today. I really appreciate it. And if you have any questions, any feedback, any thoughts, you want to reach out to me directly, podcast@productivityist.com will make that happen. Until next time, I'm Mike Vardy, the host of the Productivityist podcast, reminding you to stop guessing and start going. See you later.